The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Get your clock going. It's not 7:01 my time. Well, good for you. You figured it out. Having that Norman Rockwell moment this morning. And it's Power Hour Jay's birthday, so you know what that means. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Power Hour Jay. Happy birthday to you and many more. Of course, we could sing the Minnesota birthday song. Are you ready for that, Jay? Here it goes. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. What, are you waiting for more? I told you it wasn't very long. Hey, we all needed a good laugh this morning anyway, but don't do it at Jay's expense. But if you do call the Power Mall, please do wish her a happy birthday. You don't have to sing to her. I already did. 877-817-9829 is the number to call. She will be there in 59 minutes answering phones, and so you can wish her a happy birthday while you're on there. The Power Mall, by the way, $200, you get free shipping. That's retail ground in the U.S. And, of course, it excludes dropship products and heavy items such as the Miracle 2 and, of course, the giant size clay. You know, can't do that. They just it costs way too much because they're too heavy to ship. So we have to charge for that. But everything else, $200, you get free shipping, retail ground and insurance up to $100 is included. If you want to insure it for over that, you have the option to do so when you check out if you're online, or we can process it for you if you call the 877-817-9829 number. And if you don't have internet, we have Power Mall catalogs to send you. So it's easy. We're 100% reader-supported platform without website advertisements. Adverts. That means without your support, we wouldn't exist. So you can buy us a copy, make a one-time donation, shop the Power Mall. Everything and anything helps. And we appreciate you this year in 2024. We're still here getting the truth out. U.S. Coin Capital, by the way, has got some holiday deals on there. If you want to click, we will send an email blast out. And that link is there for you to go to uscoincapital.com. That's O-L, not A-L for capital. And talk to Fred Dyshevsky. Righteous guy. I mean, he knows his stuff. So it's always nice having, you know, sponsors like that on the show. Greg Mannarino, not Barbarino.
Barbarino.
No, not that one. No, Greg Mannarino is known as a Robin Hood of Wall Street, active full-time trader. We're going to be talking about economy and inflation at 8:30 this morning here on the show. Is a website, traderschoice.net. They've actually banned him from playing blackjack in Vegas at the casinos because he wrote a book about it. Ah, gotta love that. Anyway, so that should be an interesting conversation for those of you interested in the economy, because we're going to try to squeeze some predictions. I'm going to get his take on the fact that I pulled out of the markets. See, they don't like stuff like that. They don't like it when everybody pulls out of the markets because then they're out of work. So we'll get his take on when and where and how and all of what's going to happen in 2024. 4 minutes after the hour, for those of you keeping track of the time, Iranian media is claiming at least 103 dead at Terror Chief Qasem Soleimani's tomb. Apparently, there were some explosions that were set off there, twin explosions set off by remote. So 103 dead, 141 wounded, some in critical. This happened yesterday. People were packed on a road leading to a cemetery where the tomb of General Soleimani is located. 13 minutes apart, these explosions went off. Terrorists often use multiple explosions to target both the initial victims and the first responders who have been deployed to save the injured. So the perps, of course, these two explosive-laden devices were suitcases with remote controllers on them, according to what news reports are saying. Prior reports suggested the possibility of an accidental gas cylinder explosion, but local officials who were looking into it said, no, 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 these were intentional. Taiwan, meanwhile, boy, we just moved all the way to the other side of the globe. Just spin the globe and put your finger down and let's see what's going on there, right? Well, Taiwanese Defense Ministry has been tracking four Chinese balloons passing over the Taiwan Strait in the last couple of days. Three of the balloons passed over the center of Taiwan Island, coming fairly close to the airbase at Chuancang before disappearing. Obviously, they're doing video surveillance. Yep, that's what it is. Taiwanese Defense Ministry has declined an opportunity to state for the record whether it believed the new balloons were surveillance platforms, weather balloons, or something else, even though it's closely monitoring any objects entering Taiwanese airspace. In appropriately responds to each incursion, yeah, I bet they didn't shoot them down. They're probably wanting to know what's going on. Oh, it's a balloon. Gee, must be the same thing that happened over the continental United States, and look what Sleepy Joe, the hair sniffer ice cream muncher, did. He waited until the thing was out over the Atlantic Ocean after it had already gone over the United States to shoot it down. Duh. So he can tell you where his allegiance is to, and it's not we the people. Deportations of criminals, by the way, have failed in the UK. As a matter of fact, under Rishi Sunak, the number of asylum seekers removed by the government has dropped by nearly half compared to 2016 when Britain voted to leave the EU. And what was it for? Large part, response to mass migration. None of this makes any sense, does it? Sunak is going to multiculturalize the UK to the point where it's going to be uncontrollable. There will not be enough police. Oh, they got cameras everywhere. But I mean, if these people decide that they want to riot, even though, you know, they're trying to take away everybody's guns over there, you're going to have so many people out there in the streets protesting. Mr. Sunak will not be safe at Downing Street. Moving on to U.S. news, because that's really more important than what's going on over there, because what's going on over there, we're not there. We can't see anything that's going on. And you put your faith in all these people, and it's all they talk about is how bad the world is. Well, it's not our world, is it? If you're a believer, it's not our world. We're just occupying space here, believing for the rapture. Well, keep believing. We know not the day nor the hour. Let's see. Oh, Dorcas Mayorkas. They're starting impeachment proceedings against the DHS secretary. Finally, Mayorkas is going to be in a hot seat. They're going to start proceedings a week from yesterday, according to Mark Green, Republican of Tennessee, the panel's chairman. Republicans say Americans want the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border to end and for lawmakers to hold officials responsible. Well, why aren't you going after Biden, too? Oh, it's all political theater. They got to get Mayorkas out first. Biden's the one who let it all happen. Obama's directing it. We all know that. While his wifey, if that's what you want to call her, is contemplating a run for president. Contemplating. It's not official. Just rumor. Just thought I'd let you know. Just rumor. Stop panicking. So, Mayorkas has presided over the worst border crisis in American history. And all of these people are involved that I just mentioned, Biden, Obama, all of them. 302,000 people were arrested in 2022. But yet they keep flooding across the border. Millions. Crisis has cost taxpayers billions of dollars. And of course, as you know, Biden's DOJ, weaponized again, is now suing Texas Governor Greg Abbott and the state of Texas for what? arresting illegal immigrants and putting them back across the border or jailing them. Oh, we can't have that. That's going against my federal edict. So you can only play God for so long and then the sewer backs up. So what happened in Virginia? Here you get a couple of morons that don't understand Roy Perry Bay and Carlos Howard filing a lawsuit in Virginia to disqualify Trump from the ballot. Under what? Same as everybody else. Section 3 of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. And of course, they're, you know, this the MSDNC commentator last night on television is sitting there going, well, he's been convicted of insurrection. Excuse me? I think these people are whacked out. They've been doing the mushrooms with what's-her-face in the Treasury office. yes, somebody's doing some magic something. These people totally have forgotten what the law says. So, you know, this is it. Leonie Brinkema did the right thing, writing against these two activists. They lacked legal standing. See, now you're beginning to understand how the entire federal system works, because you got to prove you were harmed. If you did not have an alleged injury traceable to the conduct of former President Trump, you got no standing to be in this court. See, this is this asinine behavior of all of these public officials out there, unilaterally or whatever the case. They keep skipping over Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, which says only Congress has the power to do any of this under the 14th Amendment to kick Trump off the ballot. That would be a nationwide thing, but Congress hasn't done it. That could constitute election interference. You want to see 80 million really pissed off voters go at D.C.? Yeah, you screw with it this time. You screw with the elections this time and you see what an insurrection looks like. Because I really don't believe we'll have another riot if this happens again. Because people have had it up to here. And for those of you not watching us streaming live, you can't see me putting my hand up to my neck. So a federal judge, you know, Leonie Brinkema, finally put the hammer down on these two and said, you've totally failed to demonstrate how your injuries are traceable to the conduct of defendants. And of course, they all claim insurrection. You see, you drank the Kool-Aid. The shift show got up there and paraded themselves around, eliminated evidence. You know, played only certain clips of Trump's speech. Got witnesses in there that basically were, you know, predominantly Rhino or Democrat to testify that Trump was ultimately responsible. You know, I don't give a rat's, you know what. The whole thing is a joke. It was political theater. And people sat back there and just seethed over their television sets at this stuff. And the interesting thing about Judge Brinkema, she's a Clinton appointee. She gets it. I'm not saying that all federal judges are bad. There's a few out there that kind of question why they're there, but this is the reason we have appellate courts. Is because these district judges sometimes err in their thinking. And I will tell you this right now. If those two bozos decide to take this to appellate, oh, man, they're going to get shot out of the saddle. Yeah, not happening. All right, next big news. Everybody was watching the media because all of a sudden now, hundreds of court records linked to Jeffrey Epstein are supposed to be unsealed. Well, I went and looked them all up. John Doe, John Doe, John Doe, this is not telling me anything. We know Prince Andrew and former President Bill Clinton and previously unknown individuals are named, but it's all John Doe. There's a few Jane Does in there, but of course the judge has made an exception to releasing their names until their cases are actually heard. I mean, unsealing court records is one thing, but if you don't identify the person by name and you only refer to him as John Doe, you leave everybody in the dark. This is nuts. And of course, a victim of Jeffrey Epstein's claim that convicted pedophile told her that former President Bill Clinton likes them young. That's a quote. Likes them young. Wow. So apparently Bill Clinton is one of those people. And of course, you know, they had to come out. Hey, did Trump get fouled up? Did Trump get touched? Did a minor come after Trump? No. See, I think he's smarter than that. If he's going to grope somebody, it's going to be over the age of 18. Got it? He's not stupid.
Monica, back in the closet.
Yeah, I had to do that.
I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky.
Yeah, right. I mean, who was the other girl named Paula? Yeah, she said on the presidential staff. Ugh. See, I mean, really, all these people out there that are just the woke are not going to accept any of this. I mean, you got Whoopi out there just doing her little thing. I'm going to love the day when The View gets canceled, aren't you? A bunch of sick libtards. Another thing that happened to Trump, most of the counts, you know, you remember the Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, that everybody was saying was hit with a fire extinguisher and all this other stuff. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta, granting in part and denying in part motions to dismiss filed by lawyers for Trump and two men accused of pepper spraying Mr. Sicknick. Nobody's been charged for the criminality of the death. He died of a stroke. So wrongful death and two counts of negligence per se against President Trump and the two men, Julian Cotter and George Tanios, were dismissed. Apparently, under the D.C. Survival Act, a representative of Mr. Sicknick's estate, it's not even his wife, he wasn't married, his girlfriend, is suing Ms. Garza. Whatever. A domestic partner, doesn't matter. It was in his will. Not sufficient to confer statutory standing under the Wrongful Death Act. So that's why the case got tossed, that part of it. So, the thing is, if he died of a stroke, you see, here's the thing about Ms. Garza's Survival Act claim. The claim of conspiracy to violate civil rights. Whose civil rights? The Survival Act allows the estate of a deceased person to take a course of legal action that the deceased person might have taken if they were alive. The estate of a deceased person, right? They can come after whoever. But see, you have to show that Trump was part of the conspiracy to violate Ms. Garza's civil rights. Good luck with that. That's a reach. Well, we'll see. I already told you about Biden's DOJ suing to stop Texas from arresting and deporting illegal aliens. The case is U.S. versus Texas, filed in the district court for the Western District of Texas, more than likely in San Antonio. Maybe Austin. Could be Austin. It's either one. Western District of Texas is fairly large. Ken Paxton, you know that name, the AG of Texas. He and his wife, State Senator Angela Paxton, are the latest victims of swatting, which occurred on New Year's Day. Formerly, I mean, they weren't there, thank God. False report of a life-threatening situation was made New Year's Day, prompting authorities to show up their McKinney home. That's North Dallas in Collin County. Neither were home at the time. On New Year's Day, a currently unidentified caller made a false report to 911 describing a life-threatening situation, according to the Paxtons, at our home. Of course, police and fire responded to what they believed could be a dangerous environment, but nobody was home. Then they realized whose house it was. And, of course, the Paxtons thanked the departments for their bravery and, you know, professionalism. But the fake calls divert resources from actual emergencies and crimes that could endanger our first responders. Do you think these libtards that are doing this, like the two jokers that filed that lawsuit in Virginia to have Trump taken off the ballot, you really think that these libtards care what authority thinks? No, this stuff is going to continue. I mean, they did it to Marjorie Taylor Greene again and Rick Scott. They're swatting everybody they don't like. This is unfortunate. Because, yes, what Paxson said is true. They are diverting resources away from real emergencies. And speaking of all these ballots that, you know, they're trying to remove Trump from, he has taken all of it to the Supreme Court as of yesterday. Has appealed that Section 3, you know, there was no proof of an insurrection by him. Colorado's ruling is not, cannot be correct because of Section 5, which they ignore. Everybody's ignoring what Congress was given authority to do. They weren't obviously taught this in civics class. These people are idiots. And then up in Maine, I mean, you got a Secretary of State up there. Huh. Shenna Bellows just took it upon herself. It's like, really, where's your authority to do that? You know, this is the thing. When you do stupid stuff like that, you make yourself a target. And everybody, of course, all the libtards, well, if Trump gets in office, it's going to be retribution for all the stuff we did to him. Well, duh. Can you blame him? I don't want to be evil and say, I hope you get yours. Turnabout's fair play. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. I know there's a lot of you out there thinking it. It's okay. You can think it. Whether or not that'll actually happen, given the first time Trump was in office, I don't know. I mean, people are looking at him going, look, dude, seriously, you are going to have to drain the swamp this time. And if you don't, well, it's too late. You're never going to be elected again. You've screwed the country over. We know now what color you're wearing. You show up with a red tie all you want. Doesn't make any difference. You shall know them by their fruits. And not only that, but the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is now considering the constitutionality of Special Counsel Jack Smith. There is an amicus brief filed by former Attorney General Ed Meese arguing Smith's appointment as special counsel by Merrick Garland is unconstitutional, so the court needs to toss out all of his prosecutions. That would be Florida and D.C. for J6, classified documents and J6. Toss them. Prosecutorial misconduct. Because of the fact that the special prosecutor, you have to understand how that works. It violates the appointments clause of the Constitution. According to Meese's brief, he argues only Congress can create federal offices such as Smith currently holds, which Congress hasn't done. The statute authorizing independent counsel expired in 1999. So we'll see how that turns out. RFK Jr., by the way, has indicated he's going to be appearing on the ballot in Utah. Apparently, he met the signature requirement there. So he got the required number of at least 1,000 verified signatures. Utah's the first state where Mr. Kennedy has submitted them. So let's see what's going on here. Let's look down the rest of this story real quickly before we go to the phones. New Hampshire, Maine, and North Dakota are refusing to send campaign ballot petitions. Of course, they're going to figure all this out. Of course, Mr. Kennedy has said that all of this nonsense with people pulling Trump off the ballot, man, this is just smacks of a banana republic. Mr. Kennedy had filed a lawsuit against Utah officials last month, citing an unconstitutional early filing deadline that prevented ballot access for independent presidential candidates. So apparently, you know, see, they do what they want to stop things from happening. See how they shape our elections? Representative Bill Johnson of Ohio, is a Republican, announced he's going to resign from Congress sooner than later. He said it was going to be down the road, but apparently he's been offered a tenure at Youngstown State University in Ohio, and his tenure is set to begin this month on the 22nd, so he's leaving sooner than later. Which means now that changes the number of seats the GOP holds in the House from 220 to 219, 432 members with three vacancies due to the resignations of Mr. Johnson, Kevin McCarthy, and the expulsion of George Santos. The GOP can only afford to lose two votes in order to pass measures in the lower congressional chamber. So go figure how it is stacked. Johnson's district, of course, is solidly red, so nobody's worried about that. But what they are worried about is what happens if there is more of a shift. Well, here's the thing. If the libtards don't stop this border crisis and don't stop this weaponization of the DOJ, and they don't start becoming more transparent, they're going to lose more votes. It'll be overwhelming in favor of Trump at the polls. Good luck trying to cheat your way out of that. Mail-in ballots or not, I guarantee you the Republicans are going to be watching the polls. And if anything nefarious goes on, God help the people in charge. Because I really believe that people are going to take matters into their own hands if law enforcement doesn't do it. So if you want four more years of this crap, let it happen again. You got to do something about this. Get yourself elected as a precinct committeeman, whatever. Get yourself put in there. Appointed, whatever. Get it done. Sherry in Kansas, welcome to the show.
Yes, Dave. There was an incursion in the United States airspace over White Sands Missile Base or in the vicinity on December 8th. Yoshi Shimatsu talked about it on Jeff Rentz's program last Tuesday, and the article in the on Jeff Rentz's site is dated the 2nd of January, if you want to read it. And he witnessed it, and he, 2 weeks later, he talked to some ranchers in New Mexico that also witnessed it. It was real close to dusk. If they had waited just a little while longer, probably no one would have seen it. But this is in the area of White Sands Missile Base, and it's like this craft, which was really weird looking. It was a needle-like thing. It was like it was crapping out these balloons. Mm. You ought to go to the article and read it. This is serious because nobody's reported on it.
No, they're not. Of course not. Anything that's serious that affects our national security, they don't care about. I mean, no, it's perfectly obvious given the fact that now they're finally starting impeachment proceedings against Dorcas Mayorkas. So, you know, why they're not doing Biden, because Harris isn't going to do anything. If she were to take over for the last whatever months, she would get nothing accomplished. Everybody hates her. And the question is, how did the guy that allegedly witnessed this, how does he know the incursion was from China? We don't know.
Yoshi Shima, why don't you go read the article? Because Yoshi
he's a seasoned
reporter.
Okay. I like seasoned reporters. At least if they're reporting the news and not creating it, that's a good thing. I appreciate it, Jerry. We're at the break. I know. It's just we got to take a break because we got important messages to share with you. We got a couple of recalls to talk about. I'm going to save the economic news for our guests at 8:30. In the meantime, we'll be right back.
Comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dirty 24 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here in the Power Hour. For those of you dialing in, understand that when we get to the health section, there's a lot of people out there that are very concerned for our safety because they think for some strange reason the FTC is going to prosecute us for some reason. Obviously, as you understand, the Power Mall, and this is ever since the days of Joyce Riley, when she was out as a surgical scrub nurse. I mean, she has a medical background. Mine is nothing. My background in medicine is nothing compared to hers. She spent a whole lot more time in the OR than I did. So the thing is that understand that everything that we talk about is for informational and educational purposes. That's what it's for. We are not a substitute for advice from your physician or any other healthcare professional you may seek out that is licensed by the state, because the state, you know, what they give it, they can take it away. And so, you know, I have a real hard time trusting modern medicine these days, and I'm healthier because I'm doing supplements. I've been to a doctor in 3 years. I'm sorry, these family practitioners, it's just like I used to call my attorney and say, hey, you practicing law? And he goes, yeah. I say, well, call me when you're doing it for real. You know, I don't want you practicing on me. You know, they say practice makes perfect, right? Well, you ain't perfect. Because if you can't sit there and figure out what's going on, I know my body better than you know your body. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there agreeing with everything I just said, right? But see, there's some things in the health category today that you need to be aware of. They got nothing to do with supplements. They have everything to do with recalls. Especially if you live in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Michigan. The USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service has located Valley Meats. At the end of this year, they did an inspection of the plant there in Illinois, found it 6,768 pounds of raw ground beef products could potentially be infected with E. coli. So what happened is these raw ground beef products were sent out with the establishment number EST5712. For those of you that want to go check, if you went to the grocery store in those four states, a lot of these went to restaurants. And so some of the products may be there. An institutional, that would be like nursing homes. That would be in assisted living homes, restaurants, refrigerators or freezers. Restaurants and institutions are urged not to serve these products. They should be thrown away or returned to place of purchase, according to the FSIS. Yeah, the USDA's Gestapo. So they're saying right now, possible contamination, 6,768 pounds of raw ground beef. Because somebody probably screwed up, didn't wash their hands, any other number of things that they're accusing them of. See, recalls in a way sometimes demonize the very people that are trying to do the right thing. But, you know, they got to look out for the consumer, because if they didn't, people would point a finger at the government and say, why didn't you warn us? Okay, well, I just told you. And another recall alert has been issued. Dozens of lead poisoning cases potentially linked to recalled applesauce products have been reported over 3 days. As of December 29th, CDC has received 287 reports of cases across 37 states, 80 of which are confirmed. 187 probable cases, 20 suspected cases, according to the data. But which is it? 80 are confirmed. So lead-tainted applesauce. We talked about this before, but now apparently there's an uptick because we can't stop with this little, the stuff in the squeeze bag, the Wawa or whatever that is. You give it to your baby, and all of a sudden your baby starts, you know, acting weird and things start going wrong. And then you take him in, they do his blood work and find out he's got lead poisoning. Oh, gee, what caused that? You know, I just love it when mommies take their kids out, believe everything the government tells them, gets their kids vaccinated. Because now you got cases of kids dropping dead. So which is worse, lead poisoning from tainted applesauce or getting the shot? See, it all reflects on the judgment of the parents, doesn't it?
Well, I didn't know.
Well, you weren't paying attention, living in your own little bubble. Now, of course, a lot of you are having issues with meat. I know there's some of you out there waiting, hanging on every word, waiting to hear if I got anything to say about modified RNA contaminated meat. Well, look at your sources. Look at the sources of the food, where you're getting it from. What grocery store are you buying it from? If you're trusting your local grocer, that may be a problem. If you want to source your own food, I've told people in the past, maybe you should contact a local butcher and get acquainted, seriously acquainted, and find out whether they are farm to table. People who grow their own food, their own beef, eatwild.com, localharvest.org. Those are two websites you can go to that will actually take you to your state so you can find sources of locally grown food right there in your own backyard. Eatwild.com or localharvest.org. Now, in the issues of health, where supplements and other things are concerned, and again, we disclaim and tell you that this is for educational purposes only. Now, a lot of you, like me, when it comes to magnesium, have proof in the pudding. When you don't get enough magnesium in your system, now you can go to your doctor and say, Krieger said, and I'm going to go, look, I'm just telling you what medical professionals are reporting. I have a dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, and owner of Vickery Wellness Nutrition and Body Image in Athens, Georgia, Courtney Vickery, who says even a small shortfall can upset the delicate balance of her bodily functions. What would that be? Muscle cramps, fatigue, irregular heartbeat, mood swings, osteoporosis, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases. So, I mean, there's all these diagnostic nutrition practitioners like Chloe Ward. And see, they all tell you to go to your doctor to get a magnesium level test if you notice any of the following symptoms. You ready for this? I know you're all going to sit at home and self-diagnose, aren't you? This is what we do. We sit at home. Oh, I have that. I have bunions. Yeah, I know. And you call the Power Mall and you start asking them for medical advice. We can't do that. No, sorry, we're not doctors. All right. We even put it on the Power Mall website. We disclaim all that, right? We know that Grown by Nature has ProMag X magnesium renatured. I take it every day. It's so good. I only got to take one. I don't have to overdo it. In fact, I've been told don't overdo it. Take one. One a day. Yeah, it's magnesium. So if you notice the following symptoms: nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, constipation, headaches, migraines, skin and bone issues, general weakness. That would, some in the medical profession call it malaise. Heart palpitations, muscle twitches, numbness to the extremities, and leg cramps. You know, these are symptoms that you can go test for. But then, of course, people are saying, well, what causes these deficiencies? We have a list of those, too. See if you're guilty of any one of the following. Here's Johnny. Yeah, I got to do my Jack Nicholson on that one. You know, he opens the door with an accent of The Shining. Yeah. Yeah. What causes a magnesium deficiency, you say? Inadequate consumption of magnesium-rich foods. Ah, obviously, all of your dietitianists and nutritionalists out there are going to tell you you need to eat more magnesium-rich foods. Poor nutrient absorption, which can occur with GI conditions like Crohn's disease. If you drink a lot of alcohol or are an alcoholic, and you sound like Buster Brooks, yeah, then that's a problem. Excessive calcium and vitamin D intake. Those of you that, oh, I need more of this in my diet. I need strong bones and healthy teeth. So I'm just going to keep popping and popping and popping, and maybe I'll get some results. No, that can cause magnesium deficiencies. Excessive stress. I know. I know. Excessive stress. I know. Krieger, you're not taking this seriously. Now, I'm trying to help alleviate some stress here. Give you that Norman Rockwell moment. Get your coffee cup. Do you like cats? Well, there's my cat. My cat, he's no longer with us. His name was Bud. He was a Maine Coon. He weighed 23 pounds. What a sweetie. He rescued us. If you don't have an animal, maybe you should get one. That helps alleviate stress. Dogs and cats. But just remember, dogs have masters, cats have staff. I would love to get another cat here. I'm just not sure how my German Shepherd would react to it, even though she doesn't like cats. But that's one way of getting rid of stress, right? The type 2 diabetes comes in when you have high insulin levels. Use of certain medications, including diuretics used for high blood pressure, cirrhosis, and certain heart and kidney conditions. Pregnancy and breastfeeding also causes magnesium deficiency. Why is that? Oh, come on. You know the answer to that, ladies. Because your umbilical cord and your placenta are feeding the baby, are giving it the nutrients while it's in the womb. That's one of the reasons why you have a loss of magnesium. If you have chronic diarrhea, genetic factors and age all has something to do with it. The older you get, yep, you got that right. Magnesium deficiencies, of course. That's why we have Grown by Nature's ProMag X at the Power Mall, which when we open up in 15 minutes, you can call and order some. They will drop ship that to you. Now, some very disconcerting news. Oh, before we do that, we'll go to the phones. Brady, thanks for holding.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I do like that magnesium oil that you sell on the Power Mall. I've used that. It works excellent for leg cramps. And I used to play hockey. I noticed when I put it on before bed, I probably put it on about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't had any more leg cramps.
That's good.
Yep. Also, I was, you know, you had your, I think Sherry from Kansas was talking about the sighting above the nuclear base of the UFO or whatever that was. I lean to more like it was probably a UFO again, because UFOs are known to go above nuclear bases when wars are happening, and we are in the middle of a war right now. Even though the media doesn't really want to tell you, World War III has begun. Yesterday, or was it 2 days ago, Israel struck right inside Lebanon and killed a Hamas leader. And yep. Yesterday was, and what the Hezbollah leader said, we warned you about going directly into Lebanon. We're going to retaliate. And there must have been 50 retaliation bombs launched against our army bases in Syria and all over in that region. And you're going to see more today, because yesterday was Soleimani's. That was when Trump took out Soleimani, General Soleimani. They celebrate that guy's life in Iran and that Middle East area. They love that guy who was a terrorist that Trump took out. And they also relate now, they're saying the reason why Hamas went into Israel was retaliation for Soleimani's execution. So, but that opened a big Pandora's box yesterday, and I think that's another big mistake, because now you're going right into directly into Lebanon, assassinating members of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. That's not a good move.
Well, so who do you think, Brady, set off those two suitcase bombs at Soleimani's grave?
Yeah, that's kind of odd. You know, that you didn't hear a whole lot about that. I would say that's more the Israelis or the British government or CIA.
I don't know. You got to wonder.
What do you think?
You got to wonder. I mean, they remember the Jewish folk up in Wisconsin, and that one particular, they put a memorial up there in the town square, and all of a sudden one morning there were swastikas on it, so they ran the surveillance cameras and found two Jewish guys spray painted swastikas on their own memorial. I'm just kind of like, okay, how do we know that the Iranians didn't set those off? We have no idea. And see, so this is playing into the political theater over there.
Black swans. Well, you can't trust his government. And like you were saying, all our life, trusting like the government was like trusting your doctor. That's two things in life as we were growing up that our parents installed. And that's the last place you want to go. just like the Vatican. You can't trust anything that we were brought up on, especially the news, anything. You just got to look where all the media is originating from.
Yeah.
Look it up. You know where it's coming from.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we can't. I mean, when I see MSDNC report news people get on there and say that Trump was convicted of insurrection, I'm like, dude, seriously? What rock did you crawl out from under? I'm just like, you totally discredit yourself. You look like a total lunatic when you make comments like that on public television. But then again, when you're on the receiving end of that communication, oh yeah, Trump was convicted of insurrection. These people buy into all that garbage. So, you know, I can't help what, you know, the lamos think out there. There are a lot of people that are woke that just believe everything like the government. I was told by some very reliable people that 90% of government employees believe everything their government tells them. So this is a problem, especially when the government is paying these people with our tax dollars. Appreciate your call, Brady. This is just nuts. We got another thing here to talk about is a surveillance state. Thanks to science and technology, when you sit in a digital car, are you ready for this? If you own an EV or a digital car, you better watch what you say because your car is watching you. And because you sit in it and you drive it, you consent to being recorded and having your personal data collected and sold. You want an opt-out fix for that? Don't buy them, drive them, sit in them, or exist on the street when they drive by. We pulled an article off talking about information taken directly from Subaru's website under Section B, information we collect. In the past 12 months, Subaru has collected the categories of personal information listed in the information we collect section above, including identifiers, a real name, username or alias, postal address, unique personal identifier, online identifier, internet protocol address, that's IP for those of you who need an abbreviation, email, account name, social security number, driver's license number, vehicle ID number, the VIN, vehicle telemetry data, other similar identifiers. That's what that's just the car and what it collects from your personal. Now that's in addition to personal information categories listed in the California Customer Record Statute under California Civil Code 17.98.80E, name, signature, social security number, address, phone number, driver's license, state ID number. Personal information included may overlap with other categories. Commercial information, records of personal property, products or services purchased, obtained or considered, follows you everywhere you go. Browsing history, search history, information on a consumer's interaction with a website, application or advertisement. Geolocation data, of course, we all knew that was going on. Physical location, movements, connected vehicle services, technology services. Profiles reflecting a person's preferences, characteristics, predispositions, driving to a shopping center parking lot. Bingo, they gotcha. Audio recordings of vehicle occupants. Oh, you didn't know they did that too? Oh, yeah, the audio recordings when you call the call centers or a retailer. All that is kept. Credit card information for optional services such as Subaru Starlink. They got all your payment history, folks. You know, if you own another type of model, you better read your privacy statement. And by the way, report your findings back to Technocracy News, if you would. They're the ones that put this out. And see, now that we got AI analyzing it, imagine you could be accused of a crime you didn't commit. Wonderful, isn't it? All right, got a couple of minutes here. Eric in Nebraska, what's your comment?
Sorry about that. I was trying to get you off speakerphone. You were talking about diabetes earlier. There's this woman. She's, you know, brilliant. She analyzes all these studies at Harvard, different places come up with, and shows how errant they are as far as and how they come to these causations. Her name is Zoe or Zoe. It's Z-O-E and then Harmcombe, H-A-R-C-O-M-B-E. And she analyzed the red meat causes diabetes or increases diabetes. And she said that they were analyzing people that ate processed meat and everything else. And the meat could have had a hamburger bun on it. And she just shows how that there is no diabetes is a glucose handling problem, and there's no glucose in red meat. So if you want to try to get her on your show, she's one of those that can interpret all these false studies.
Yep. All right. Sounds like a winner.
And you're more likely to get E. coli from plants. You're more likely to get E. coli from eating plants and meat, I think.
Well, I don't know. To each his own. You know, a lot of people just experiment and they try what works. And if it's working, then don't stop. We're at the break. Thanks for your call, Eric. Kevin in Ohio, hang on. We'll be with you right after the break. We still have another half an hour before Greg Mannarino joins us. And like I said, we're going to save the economic news for when he comes on. I've got a bunch more stuff to talk about, but Kevin, we'll take your call right after these important messages. Power Hour opens in 5 minutes. Wish Jay a happy birthday. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.